Rumpo, the mind moves extremely quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more accustomed to find myself in the middle of thought and seeing mm-hmm. the end of thought.
Yeah.
Anything for advice for the beginning?
I mean, mindfulness. You know, a lot of it is it's just that the quote that is put in there of the whatever sati one obtains from the four establishings of sati, that is the faculty of sati. So that it's sort of like it's a positive feedback loop, where as one cultivates it, to whatever degree it cultivates it, then it enhances it and builds it up. So you're building a momentum of mindfulness, which then of course increases the mindfulness and sharpness of attention and recognizing that the also sometimes we the arising of thought is not so much recognized, or you know, it's seen, but because it doesn't, how do you say, go out of control and sort of start, you know, wandering or proliferating, then we don't take note of it. We've seen it, but we don't give it attention. So that's another aspect. In the same way that oftentimes we don't notice the ending, because we it's ending, but we don't quite give it the importance that it's needed. Extra attention just to investigate and hold in mind, that one starts to recognize something that one is already doing but hasn't sort of been able to sort of, like, it's almost like I'm quite put the finger on the pulse of it, and then as one does that, then you start to notice it a bit more clearly.
I've been investigating something like that, and one thing that I noticed is that when I bring the attention back to the breath, somehow there's often this hope, expectation, totally unfounded, that the attention is just going to stay right there.
Yeah, good luck.
if that's what I'm basically kind of my intention, then I can't see the beginning of thought because
yeah.
I don't want to.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
I want the mind to stay
fixed. I just want it to stay fixed. Don't change. Yeah. Don't be. Just be what I want it.
If you assume that the mind is going to wander, you know, that some thought is going to come up,
yeah.
Or even a bit investigating, just okay. So how much of the mind is actually with the breath right now? Because some of it is going to be somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah.
And investigating in that way is easier to see the beginning of thought.
Yes, I think that's a really good point. Because also that sense of recognizing that there's a primary focus and a peripheral focus, and that's happening all the time. So we would like it all to be primary. Yeah.
When I kind of play with that too, it's like there's the bridge or the difference between like a perception and a concept, perceptions and concepts, and that there's this kind of perceptual process playing around. It's all kind of really murky, and sometimes words are associated with it.
Yeah.
But then when the interest takes a hold of it,
yeah,
then it becomes a concept and big thought.
And it's gone. Yeah,
train of thought. So it's kind of fun to watch that.
Yeah. How it coalesces, yeah. Yeah.
To earlier part in the reading, there was a great deal of emphasis around recollecting and the ability to remember. And I find with this idea of proliferating thoughts, that when you're trying to do that, you see that sense of causation over time, where I think, oh, I'm thinking that again because I thought of it, you know, because I indulged in it earlier, it'll come back again and again, and it puts more of an impetus on not doing that as a distraction or whatever, because you're only going to bring about that eventuality more in the future too.
So. Right. Yeah, good point.
So sort of part of that too, I mean, I do use a lot of these tools, but I also I try to look, say, like beneath it.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at like the undercurrents, say like the emotional or heart level undercurrents of particularly like restlessness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And bring about that, and you know, instead of trying to put like the thoughts proper in that peripheral,
mm-hmm.
I'm, you know, along with my breath, putting that sort of the more the like the chitta vipassana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And trying to, because for me the thoughts are sort of, they're floating on the top, like those churning.
Yeah, because I think that's important as well in that sense of recognizing, the thought doesn't just sort of appear fully formed out of nothing, or just out of the ether. These are causal processes, and understanding that, again, because that's where, like in the, in the Anapanasati Sutta, where the Buddha is, having us investigate from that feeling of the jitta sankhara, that the mind conditioners, the thought conditioners that are feeling and perception, and having that underlying tone, having one's finger on the pulse of that, because there's going to be, all your thoughts are going to be arising from that.